Hello, this is David Getoff, and I thank you for considering enlisting my expertise in improving your health. I'm a board-certified traditional naturopath and a board-certified clinical nutritionist, and I work with all types of health conditions. The reason for this recording is because some people simply prefer to hear a voice rather than read text on a screen. And I want to just go over a couple things that I feel are very important and that often are not understood when I first receive a phone call from people. The first is you will be doing most of the work. The biggest difference between true health and the type of care, which is inappropriately called health care, it should really be called disease care, which people get from physicians. A physician in the United States generally refers to either a doctor of medicine, MD, or a doctor of osteopathic medicine, a DO. I am not an MD or a DO. I do not call myself a physician. I call myself a traditional naturopath and board-certified clinical nutritionist. But the standard medical treatments for various different conditions generally involve suppressing undesirable symptoms, while the condition itself and the various different causes of the condition most often continue to get worse and move forward. In other words, if somebody has, for example, cancer, multiple sclerosis, Alzheimer's, I could go on and on and on. It really doesn't matter what, fibromyalgia, environmental illness, multiple chemical sensitivity. The things which the physician, which I am not, are doing, generally include the prescribing of pharmaceutical drugs, which of course I have nothing to do with. And the purpose of that drug is to suppress the undesirable symptom to make the patient feel better. So somebody has some kind of pain, and that makes them not like the way they feel. They go to the doctor, and the doctor gives them a drug which will turn off or suppress that pain without in any way addressing why the pain is being caused or whether or not something can be done to reverse the cause of the pain or the condition itself so the person can heal. Those don't generally get addressed. What instead is done is a drug is used to suppress the symptoms. Sort of like if you were driving down the highway and what we usually call an idiot light comes on your dashboard that says that your car is overheating, and you stop into a mechanic, and you say, this light is on, can we fix that? And the mechanic takes out a little hammer and breaks the light and says, okay, it's fixed. And you look at the mechanic because for some reason, although we don't understand this in health, we do understand it better in mechanics. You look at the mechanic and you go, excuse me, wasn't that an indicator that there's something wrong in my engine? And he said, yes, and it won't bother you anymore. It's been turned off. And you say, no. I don't want the indicator turned off. I want the thing that made it illuminate itself fixed. So if it was overheating, I want you to check my radiator, fix any leaks, put some more water in it, and make it so the light goes off by itself because the reason for the light being on no longer exists. Well, again, in medicine, they knock out the light with a hammer, and they give you a drug to make you feel better in most cases. Obviously, that doesn't include things like surgery, but in general, most drugs are symptom-suppressing drugs, and it's sort of like knocking out the light. The reason is still there, in most cases getting worse, and now we are taking drugs daily to suppress the symptom. This is done tremendously often in pain and equally tremendously often in the entire field of psychiatry, but in many different aspects of medicine as well. I don't do any of that. If you're looking for that type of help, but you simply want it to be more holistic, I'm not interested in working with you. In other words, if you want the symptom to go away, but instead of using a drug, you would rather use an herb or a nutrient, I'm not the right person for you because I don't work to make symptoms go away and simply use a less toxic substance. I work to help the body heal, and I let the symptoms go away by themselves because as the body heals, the body no longer needs to produce that symptom for you. I work at all different types of conditions, and things like cancer, we'll use cancer as one example. it doesn't matter what cancer you have. It doesn't matter whether it's breast cancer, colon cancer, pancreatic cancer, liver cancer, kidney cancer. You know, people will ask me, have I experience with treating this type of cancer? It's only in standard drug-based medicine that the type of cancer matters, because they have to know where it is so that they can either cut it out or direct their radioactivity at it if they're going to do radiation therapy. They have to know what type of cancer it is to know which type of chemotherapy agent they're allowed to use on that particular cancer. None of that matters in holistic therapies, because we're helping the body to be able to get the immune system working well enough that it can start working better against the cancer. The idea is to get the body working well enough that had it been working that well previously, you never would have gotten the cancer, because the body would have been killing those cells off as they materialize. We all get cancer cells all the time, and it never would have duplicated and become a tumor. Same thing is true for neurological diseases, of which there are many. You know, it could be MS, ALS, could be, neurological diseases. We've got many neurological diseases of unknown origin, where somebody has a problem and nobody knows why. Tinnitus is an example. People have numbness in various different areas of their body. Alzheimer's is neurological. Most memory and dementia conditions are neurological. And for the most part, the best belief system that we have, which of course has been shown to be valid when we are able to make major inroads in helping these conditions, because that's the way that you can show that what you were doing is correct, is that these are issues of toxic overload. So there are too many poisons in the body. We are loaded with poisons. We can't help it. We live in a various toxic environment. There's formaldehyde coming out of our carpeting. There's formaldehyde coming out of the press board and masonite in our homes that our houses are built with, cabinets and shelving. There's all sorts of different chemicals coming out of our lotions and shampoos and soaps and all these various different things that we use all the time. Of course, that includes things like fluoride in our drinking water, which has never been shown to reduce tooth decay. That surprises some people, that there's no well-done research study that's ever shown that fluoridated water reduces tooth decay. Many that show it doesn't. We know it increases hip fractures and various other different conditions. Chlorine does, in fact, reduce the amount or eliminate the amount of toxic substances in our water supply, but then we are drinking the chlorine, and that's a toxic substance in itself, which increases cancer. So in many instances, what I'm doing with people, in addition to teaching them how to eat correctly and repleting different nutrients that they've been low in for a long, long time, I'm also working to help reduce the toxic load, or toxic body burden is what it's called, so that we can get the amount of pesticides, herbicides, fungicides, heavy metals, et cetera, low enough in the body that the body can start working better. The immune system can start working better. The neurological system can start working better. So these are all of the various different things that I'm doing with people. But again, you actually get to do the work. I get to determine which products are the best to help support your kidneys and liver, to help support your lymphatic flow if we're doing that, which are the better supplements to replete the nutrients that you're low on, answer all of your questions, and that's very important to me. Answer all of your questions. Unlike a doctor where they want to talk, I want you to talk. I want you to ask me about your questions so that I can answer them for you. And then we slowly move forwards. You can't move forward quickly. It's impossible in most cases because the body isn't able to do that. We are not an erector set, and you can't just pull all of these pieces out, put new ones in immediately, and have a bunch of people work on it. Your body gets to do the work, and it gets to do the work at the speed that it wants to do that work. And the changes and the ways in which we can help the body improve its abilities are sometimes miraculous. I get told that by my patients all the time when something reverses itself after numerous different doctors and experts have said, well, that's an irreversible condition. We sometimes laugh about that because every time that happens, the doctor says, you must not have had that condition, because if they're told that a specific condition is irreversible, and if we're able to help the body completely reverse it and it's not there anymore, which in many cases is a possibility, then the doctor has to say, you didn't have it because that condition was irreversible. Which is a rather closed-minded view of things, but, people believe what they believe. So those are all the ways in which I work with people. There really aren't any conditions that I'm not willing to work with people on. For people who are thinking this question, yes, I am willing to work with cancer patients who either don't want to work with anybody else or who are working with many other people. I am not one of these egocentric people that says, if you work with me, you can't work with anybody else. I think that's totally ludicrous. Different people have different abilities. If somebody wants to be working with an acupuncturist and is also working with me, I have no problem with that, with a massage therapist. If somebody is working with mainstream drug-based, surgery-based medical doctors, and even if they choose to do chemotherapy and radiation, if it happens to be cancer that we're doing, I will still work with them. I will help your body to be better able to eliminate all the toxic residue and side effects of the chemo, while the chemo that they're giving you is killing more good cells than bad cells, but at least it is killing the bad ones, hopefully. And I'll also answer all of your questions, and I'll give you books that you can read, or not give you books, I'll give you titles of books that you can read. I may give you printed out studies to back up some of the things that I'm saying. So when what I say may be opposite to what your doctor says, and the doctor says that's nonsense, for example, the medical profession doesn't believe people should be on high-dose antioxidants while they're undergoing chemotherapy, even though the research says you should be. They apparently don't read that research. The doctors are ignorant of that research. So I'll give you some of those studies. So all of those various different things. My initial consultation generally runs somewhere between 3 and 4.5 hours. Fees are listed on the website. You can take a look at them. The initial consultation will continue until we're finished covering what we need to cover. So I always leave lots of extra time. And if we get everything finished in 3 hours, that's fine. If it takes 3.5, that's fine. If it takes 4, that's fine. Whatever it takes, we're going to go over everything that needs to be gone over for the first visit so that you know what you need to do and you have the substances that we need to work with until your second visit, which most often, the way I work, is somewhere between 7 and 12 weeks later. That's very different than a lot of health practitioners that want to see you all the time. A chiropractor maybe wants to see you 3 days a week. Some doctors or naturopaths or herbalists or nutritionists might want to see you, you know, once a week or every couple of weeks. I don't quite understand that in many cases. The chiropractic maybe I would understand once a week. But in the way I work, your body has a lot of work to do. And so as you change your diet, start bringing the supplements, start possibly beginning the detox, or certainly at least beginning kidney and liver support, there are a lot of things your body has to accomplish before I can go to the next step and give you something that if I gave you at the beginning would actually make you worse because your detox channels aren't operating correctly. So I don't see people very close together. That's a waste of your money and a waste of my time. I could be helping somebody else because there are things that you need to do. I only make appointments by telephone. None of my forms are on this website, so it's only after I've made an appointment with you and we've set up an appointment, I take a deposit from you by a credit card or by check, and then we have an appointment set. Now I will send you the forms that you need to fill out by mail for you to fill out in pen and send back to me. Usually I'm booked up somewhere between 6 weeks and 12 weeks ahead. It just varies. And so I don't get too many cancellations. Because if somebody cancels because somebody's coming to visit them and they didn't realize that was going to happen, and they call up and they say, I know I've got an appointment in 2 weeks, but some friend of mine is going to be here, I'm going to have to reschedule them another 2 or 3 months later. And when they realize that, because they forgot it from their first appointment when they set it up, that I was that booked, they often call a friend up and say, you know, while you're here, I'm going to be at a health practitioner's office for 4 hours. Because if I cancel, I can't get in to see him again for 2 months. So I don't get a lot of cancellations, but every once in a while. And I am, because I'm so busy, I can't take a lot of time on the phone, but I do want to answer questions. So if after listening to this tape, if after reading all the things on the initial consultation, you have a couple of questions and you want to grab, you know, 5 minutes of my time before you call just to make the appointment, that's fine. I will take 5 minutes and answer questions for you. I have always worked without an office staff. I am the person you're going to get, and therefore it's very hard to get me because I don't pick up the phone when I have a patient in my office. I think that's rude. Leave me messages, and I try to listen to them at least once a week and then get back to you the following week. But a lot of my patients that have been working with me with their families for years know I'm not the easiest person to get to. I apologize. And yet they keep coming because they can't find anybody else that has been able to help their family as much. So I hope this has been of some additional help over and above what you have read on my website. And if you would like my help, please give me a phone call, leave me a message. If you're really lucky, maybe it'll be in between appointments and I'll pick up the phone. And I greatly appreciate your interest in improving your health. And if there are specific topics, the Price-Pottinger Nutrition Foundation, PP for Price-Pottinger, NF for NutritionFoundation.org, carries all of my educational videos. I don't ship any of them out of my office. I don't have time. And you can buy videos that I've produced on subjects including eating, cancer, diabetes, heart disease, many, many others. Just go to their website and take a look. But most of all, or even if you're local, you could take my class. I have a lot of people that fly in and see me from around the world, but obviously they're not going to come in and live here for 10 weeks. My class is now online through the Price-Pottinger Foundation, and people can pay for the rights to watch the entire class so that people that may never be able to fly into San Diego can take my entire 25-hour course, basically. So mostly I thank you for being interested in improving your health, because so many people are not interested. All they want to do is suppress symptoms. And I wish you the best, but I do not wish you the best of luck, because I don't find that luck is really the issue. We have to work towards the goals that we need. And in health, that includes quite a bit of changes. But I do wish you, let's say, the willpower and the stick-to-itiveness to do those things that you would like to do to improve your health.